from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So great to have you with us. So welcome to Saturday. Hour number two is off and running. If you missed hour number one, get the podcast. Lee Zeldin, Miranda Devine, General Jack Keane were with us. This hour, Shannon Bream of the Fox News Channel and Harry Connick Jr., American Idol judge and artist. I guess he's not judging American Idol anymore. He was at one point in time. But welcome into a brand new hour here at Radio Night Live on your Saturday night. We thank you for spending time with us. We know you've got lots of choices. And in this day and age, you're probably so busy. Anytime you can spare anything, we are grateful for. So thank you. And if you miss part of the show, we've got them all podcasted. You can get the audio version by going to soundcloud.com/KMC Radio and look for the Radio Night Live weekend version. There's also Radio Night Live weeknight version that you might like as well. And then if you want to see the replay of the television side of it, you can go to my Twitter feed or our Twitter feed at Radio Night Live on Twitter. We also have a YouTube channel, Radio Night Live, there. We've got a couple of hundred people that subscribe there. We are temporarily off YouTube for tonight. We're going to get the entire show uploaded so that you can watch it there on demand in the days to come as well. But thank you for being here. And as I was just finishing up in hour number one, I just wanted to tell you that, yes, we have had an outpouring of those of you being generous, helping us with the CSI campaign, Christian Solidarity International, to help liberate slaves in northern Sudan. These are human beings that are caught in what's called chattel slavery. It's not necessarily like the human trafficking that you hear about where sex slaves are chained to brick walls, but it's equally awful. These are more or less the spoils of war that have been removed from South Sudan, taken to northern Sudan, and when the South was liberated, the world governments that negotiated the peace didn't do anything about the slaves. And so the slaves that had been in slavery in northern Sudan stayed there. We work with Christian Solidarity International, who basically runs an underground railroad kind of network where they go in, they find them, they negotiate their freedom, they bring them back to South Sudan. They get to start their life over. They're given this thing called a bag of hope, which just is just an enormous blessing to them. They've never seen anything like this. They have enough food to eat for a full year. They have enough seed to plant another year's worth of crop of sorghum grain to help keep them fed. They get utensils to eat and garden and do all kinds of things with. They get some fishing supplies to try to, you know, have fish, fresh fish on a regular basis. And then they're given a she-goat that is primarily used to generate dairy products for them, but they can also begin a micro enterprise, have other little kids, goat kids, and sell them as a way of providing themselves a little bit of an income. And you provide that bag of hope when you give a gift of $250 to CSI to start that slave's life brand new. $50 of that $250 does go towards the liberation cost. We provide a vaccine that the slave traders, they really are ranchers in northern Sudan, and they love their cattle more than they love humans, and their cattle have a hard time in the very rough atmosphere there. There's a vaccine shot called Novidium that if they can give that to their cattle, they usually do pretty well. They will trade the life of a slave for one vaccine dose of Novidium. So we provide a dose of Novidium. It frees the slave. The slave gets escorted to South Sudan in safety. They are then given a time to recoup at a camp just inside of the southern Sudan border. They are able to talk to people about the trauma that they've seen. Some of these women have been brutally ravaged and raped over periods of time by their slave masters. They've been forced into submission and work against their will. And to have anyone care about them is just a remarkable thing. They're not really sure what to make of it. But their plea is the same. Don't stop until you've got them all liberated. And there are roughly 30 to 50,000 slaves that still exist in northern Sudan. A number of years ago, when the Sudanese civil war ended, there were about 200,000. So we have been very diligent over the last few years trying to help relieve that and get them out. We are making progress, but we still have a ways to go. And this year, we hope to liberate somewhere in the neighborhood of 190 additional slaves. My listeners to this show here on Saturday night, we've liberated in excess of 1,000 when you add up the last 4 years together. We would like to be somewhere in that neighborhood, another 200, 250 at the end of this year. And already, because of your generosity, 56 women have found liberation because of your generosity. But that leaves 136 names on the list that we know we can free this year. Will you help us? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. Your gift is tax deductible, but most importantly, it is an immediately helpful donation because it provides that bag of hope. It provides that liberation. It provides that safety and security for that slave to go back to where they came from, back to their home, back to their original region in South Sudan, to be reconnected with relatives and loved ones, and so forth. And so I'm just really grateful. 56 lives already liberated by your generosity this year. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We have 136 women yet to save, and I hope that you will help us do just that. Now, coming up this hour, Shannon Bream's going to be with us. She's written a brand new book, and I think we've got the book cover somewhere here, but it's The Women of the Bible Speak is the name of the book, and she has taken and profiled some really incredible stories from the Scriptures of women that have incredible life lessons for us today. And so she's going to touch on that with us. We're also going to get into some topics of what's going on in the news. And then before we're done, our musical guest tonight, Harry Connick Jr., a brand new song from his brand new predominantly faith-oriented project called Alone With My Faith that we will enjoy before we're done there. Now, if you've got phone calls, we will take them, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Can take some calls here, can take some calls a little bit later in the hour. We talked about the president's insistence on Thursday that he's going to author these executive orders on guns. You know what's interesting is that, as I was thinking about this, is that Joe Biden may accidentally end up doing something very good for the country. And let me tell you how he falls into this. He is so eager to overreach the legitimate powers of the presidency with all of these executive orders. And he is so eager to be so radical with how he uses that power that it is forcing states to be more preemptive against him than they would have been with other presidents in the past. For instance, Arizona, just this last week, said that they are actually going to pass legislation within their state that disallows their law enforcement in the state to honor or recognize new federal restrictions on guns that would be issued via executive order from the president. And this is an interesting legal argument because an executive order from the president is not the law. It's not law. It hasn't been passed in the chambers. It has not been signed by a president. It has not gone through the rigorous testing of how a bill becomes a law. Do we have to pull out Schoolhouse Rock and sing the song, How a Bill Becomes a Law? No, we don't. But we know how it works. And just sitting down, as Joe Biden wants to do, and just start writing and signing things, That's not how laws are made in this country. So the states have a very strong argument to say that's not legislation. We don't have to recognize that. Of course, the federal government's not going to take kindly to that, and they're going to try to insist that the state is wrong. This is going to go to court. These challenges are going to go to court, and Arizona's not the only one. Multiple states have now said if Biden tries to overreach, particularly on gun rights, we're going to ignore it in our state. And if they want to take us to court, then we'll see them in court. They're doing the same thing with the border crossings, by the way, with illegal immigration. The AGs of most of the border states have said, we're not going to just randomly let, you know, all these people in. No, we're going to ignore your new policies on the border because that we have a responsibility to keep people in our states safe. That's going to end up in court. There are going to be a number of other things that that the Biden overreach is going to create. And I said this earlier this week on social media, but I really believe it to be true. The Biden presidency may end up being a gift to conservatives and to constitutionalists in our country, because it's probably going to be an era in which federalism is tested more so, more aggressively than we have seen in many recent administrations. You're going to have courts saying this abides by the Constitution and that doesn't. States have rights to say how they will dictate and run life within their boundaries. The federal courts or the federal authorities cannot overreach on that. They're going to go the other way and say, no, you absolutely can do whatever you want. And we're going to go that direction.
It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at mypillow.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids. But, you know, I get tired. Muscles get sore. I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did. And I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome to hour number two. Ooh. And as you know, in hour two, we like to open up the ladies' lounge because that is where we have invited women from all walks of life to come and share their expertise in their area of life and give us insights on that. And along those lines, we work very hard to get very smart, you know, articulate women to come and to share their wisdom with us. And tonight is no exception. In fact, I am thrilled to have her with us because we've got a lot to talk about as it relates to a new administration. She's the anchor of Fox News at Night and the author of the new best-selling book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Shannon Bream, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk with you.
Let's talk about the new administration. You covered news from Obama to Trump, and now you've gone from Trump to Biden. And I'm curious as to your overall impression about the types of information that is coming out from the administration for the press, the degree that you feel like the media is capable of doing its job because of transparency or lack thereof, and just kind of your general impressions thus far.
Well, goodness, it is such a whiplash compared to President Trump, who was always stopping and talking on his way to Marine One and, you know, jousting. And they, you know, you shout a question at him, there was a good chance he was going to stop and answer it, that kind of thing, to where President Biden is very controlled and the access is very controlled. And I think that's worked for him. We saw it work in the campaign, and I think it's been pretty helpful for him to this point. But what I think is interesting is this explosion of news at the border. I think many in the media have done a good job of saying, we've got questions. We want to see access. The same criticisms and questions that we had under the Trump administration, we have now. And so I think that's been, I think, a good indication that on this big issue, the media is really going to press and is going to ask questions. Now, at the same time, I think there were plenty of things that President Biden said in his first press conference that were either misstatements of his or were just inaccurate statements. And so I wonder if the mainstream media will be as tough and as probing. And I did see some fact checks from some organizations. But listen, they were on President Trump all the time for his veracity of what he was saying. And so I would hope that they would hold any president to that same standard. I haven't seen it yet in a more widespread way, but there is some of that going on.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that press conference. First of all, it took 65 days to happen. Your impression on that, and also the fact that he did not call on your network, which is the most watched network in the media today. Was that significant that he didn't call on any of your representatives?
Well, I think it just opens them up to criticism that they're worried about some probing questions from Peter Ducey or from anybody from Fox. So I think it's a little bit of an unforced error. I mean, he would have expected probably that we're going to ask about any range of things, domestic or foreign, just as you would expect from any reporter there. So I think it just unfortunately lends to the impression that they are worried about Fox digging or probing into their coverage. And so I think, listen, he's had sparring and questions back and forth with Peter Ducey. They have a bit of a relationship. So I think it would have only benefited the White House had President Biden taken a question from him. And certainly people are going to be watching to see in the next go around whether Peter or Kristen or any of our folks, Kevin over there, get a shot at some questions.
Yeah. We're speaking with Shannon Bream, who's got a brand new book out. And congratulations, because it's already a number one in three different categories on Amazon. And as we speak this very minute, it is the number seven book on Amazon overall, The Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today. We're going to talk about it in depth in just a minute. As you know, if you've heard Shannon's previous visits with us, faith plays a huge role in her life, and she does not shy away from that, though she does not let it interfere either with the great job she does as the primetime anchor every night on Fox News, Fox News at Night, and also as the network's chief legal correspondent. Shannon, the you mentioned the immigration issue, and even this morning, as I was, you know, propping my eyes open at like 4:30 when I normally get up and start looking at the headlines, there's story after story of everyone from Ted Cruz to different press outlets that have been asked to not show pictures that they have. They've been asked to not ask the Border Patrol probing questions about the policy down there. As a journalist, as someone who is kind of committed to helping the people understand the facts of the day, is this administration playing too much shell game with the media? It seems as though they largely support him. It doesn't seem to me that it would be a bad thing to every now and then have something critical appear. What is with this, like, total tight kind of Darth Vader-like control over everything that they want people to see or know?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that the very first pictures we got inside from some of these detention facilities came from a Democratic congressman, Henry Cuellar. He's a Texas Democrat.
Yeah.
He's continued to release pictures that he has gotten his hands on. And I think that that says a lot to the Biden administration, that people who were there and dealing with this as a real-life issue, their constituents, their people, their concerns, they are sounding the alarm. This is just incredibly unsafe and not a good situation for the people who are coming. They're, you know, they launch out onto very unsafe journeys, and it, I think it's heartbreaking to see these young children and people. This is not new. This has happened before, but the numbers now are getting to a point where they're going to be reaching historic levels pretty soon. And again, I credit many in the press who are pressing for access, not just to the secondary facility once they've gotten them into a little bit better situation, but the place where we're seeing the pictures from Ted Cruz and from Henry Cuellar, you know, the real conditions that these are real human beings find themselves in. So I'm encouraged that the press across the board seems to be demanding access. And every day that we don't get that, there are going to be more leaked pictures, it appears, from Democrats and Republicans who want to uncover what's going on there.
You are the chief legal correspondent. You've studied the Supreme Court. On the day that Obergefell came down, I was sitting in the green room and had to go on and give analysis of what it meant to evangelicals the moment that you stopped describing the reading as it came down. So I've always appreciated your on-the-spot understanding of what, not only what the court is doing, but how it operates, and kind of helping the viewer understand all of that. Your feeling on how the court has changed and what role it might play in the transition of the administrations, given that we are going into such a different direction than we were only 3 months ago?
I think you will see, similar to what we saw in the Trump administration, that a lot of policies and executive orders are going to be, there are already a number of them tied up in the court system, and they're going to go back to the Supreme Court, and they're going to have analysis there. And listen, even under the previous Supreme Court, which included Justice Ginsburg prior to her death, there was an approval of President Trump's use of executive power in the travel ban, for example.
Right.
And listen, those executive orders are something that are very easy for state attorneys general to go after. There are 26 GOP state attorneys general right now, and they've already gone after a number of President Biden's executive orders. So I think many of them will be on sort of this collision course in getting to the Supreme Court. It's something we saw under the Trump administration. You know, the man who's now Secretary of HHS, Javier Becerra, was the Attorney General in California and sued the Trump administration, I think, more than 100 times. So I would expect to see a lot of that now coming from the Republican Attorneys General as well. And a lot of those executive issues may end up at the Supreme Court, which is now 6-3 if you just look at strictly who nominated the individuals.
Yeah.
You don't want to be viewed as partisan, but you have to acknowledge who put them there.
And I'm definitely iffy on Chief Justice, because he's not been predictable on three of the biggest cases that have come before the court. We're speaking with Shannon Breen. We'll be right back.
Troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant.
Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the balance of nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us in the ladies' lounge tonight. Shannon Bream is here. And Shannon, we've been discussing the issues of the politics of the day, but as we continue our discussion, you've authored a brand new book that is all about the women of the Bible and what they have to say. Just a simple question: why this book, why this subject matter at this time?
I got to tell you, Fox has launched their new book label, and they came to me and said, "We're thinking about doing something in this space. These women from the Bible, would you be interested in doing this?" And I was like, "Are you kidding me? This is like my dream project. I'd love to do it." So we talked about, you know, who to include, and I fought for a couple people that were not the typical Sunday school lesson folks that you might include Rahab, the prostitute, and Jael, who's best known for murdering a general. But I said, listen, I want to include these characters. They're interesting. They're different. And I wanted people to see that, yes, while there are people who are faithful from the beginning, we think about Mary, the mother of Jesus, there are others who are flawed and struggled, who made horrible decisions, and God still redeemed that. So
yeah.
These stories are all interesting on their own. We don't have to add anything to them from what was in the Bible, but we add some historical context, and we paired them up to find common lessons in their lives. We include study questions so people can find deeper application to their own lives. And I had so much joy in learning more about these women. I found a lot of encouragement, and I hope other people will get that same inspiration from their stories.
Obviously, it was released right around International Women's Celebrations and Women's History Month and the rest. You've spent a lot of time in your career dealing with sexual harassment issues. We live in a day in which the governor of a state that you report from, or that your network is headquartered from, I should say, seems to be a little bit bulletproof on this. What are the unique things that you believe telling women's stories about how they overcome everything from sexual harassment to deep loss, sincere wrong, even bad decisions on their own part? What is it that makes this so important? For instance, that I want my daughter to read it and say, "Hey, learn the lessons from these women." What are you trying to pass on here?
You know, I think the lessons are timeless, because even though these women lived centuries and centuries ago, there are a lot of common themes and problems that men and women face today. And some of these are unique to women. When we talk about infertility and widowhood, there's sibling rivalry, there are family messes, there's chronic illness. I mean, there are so many things there that are sort of timeless issues that people are going to deal with again and again. And I love that we're looking through these women's stories through a woman's perspective in how she deals with these and goes to God with insecurities or feeling left out or overlooked. Some of the stories are of outsiders and how they navigated life with God's help. So, I was so encouraged by these women, because whether they got it right from the beginning or they got off track, God redeemed every bit of it. And there were powerful women in the Bible. And I think of Deborah in the Old Testament. She was a judge. She was the leader of the nation of Israel.
Right.
And so, you know, she blows up a lot of stereotypes that we have about women in the Bible and their stories aren't important, or they're sort of second-class citizens. And Deborah's just one example of how that's not true.
Okay, if you had to, if you're thinking about the 16 women, or maybe there was one that didn't get in the book that you wanted to be, which one do you identify with the most? Which woman of the Bible is the one that, where sometimes when you're just going through that period of life, that season of life, and you're going, oh man, I just can't, and then you think of that person, you say, well, you know, I'm not living that, so I guess it's not as bad as I thought. But who is that? What is there a particularly powerfully inspirational figure of one of these women to Shannon Bream?
Yeah, I start the book with her story, and we don't know her name, but she's in the gospel several times. This woman who had a issue of bleeding or an illness for 12 years, and when we meet her, she's spent every penny, she's got nothing left, and no cure. And, you know, I think about how despondent and discouraged she must have been. And in studying this, you know, realized she probably was considered unclean at the time, which would have been very isolating, meaning she shouldn't have been in the temple or around crowds or in the markets. So when she says, oh, I've heard about this Jesus, and I am going to, if I can just get close enough to touch the hem of his garment, that's going to be enough to heal me. And that's the story we see play out. And Jesus knows when she does that, and we're told she was healed immediately, he knows the power went out from him. He that something has occurred. And he turns around in one of the accounts and says, who touched me? To one of his disciples, who I'm sure is sort of chuckling, like, you're in a crowd, everyone's touching you, this is how your life is all the time now. And we know he knew who she was. And so we're told that she falls down trembling before him. She's in fear. She's busted. But instead of saying something like, you're unclean, how dare you reach out to touch my garments or to be here, in every account, what he says to her is, daughter. He gives her complete compassion and acceptance. Hmm. He says, your faith has made you whole. I mean,
that's incredible stuff. And there's more of it detailed in The Women of the Bible Speak. Shannon Bream, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough coming right back, Radio Night Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids. But, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
All right, back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Shannon Bream and Miranda Devine and General Jack Keane and Lee Zeldin, who have all joined us thus far. Coming up, our musical guest for tonight, Harry Connick Jr. He'll be with us in the next segment. His brand new single, Alone With My Faith, and it's from a brand new project that he's got out that is pertaining to aspects of faith in his life, and it's going to be interesting. I hope that you'll stick around for that, because should be a great way to end the broadcast tonight. I want to get back to one of the top stories from the week, and that was what the president decided to address yesterday. If you were paying attention, you know that he addressed the issue of guns earlier in the week, and then on Thursday
said he was going to sign a number of executive orders. But on Friday, he came out and said he wants to see a commission founded, and he's authorizing the executive action to do this, to found a commission to examine whether or not the Supreme Court needs to be reformed. Now, I'm just guessing that if you were to go and poll 100 people on Main Street USA right this minute, that you wouldn't have, if you didn't plant the idea in their head and you said, what are the top 3 to 5 things that America's facing right now that need to be dealt with? So reforming the Supreme Court would not even make the list. They would say the economy, or if they didn't say the economy, they would say the pandemic. And if they didn't say the pandemic or the economy, they'd say lockdown. If they didn't say lockdown, they would say, get my kids back to school. And if they didn't say get my kids back to school, they would be saying taxes. Don't raise the taxes. Keep the Trump tax cuts in place. If they were to go beyond those 5 issues, they would go to something like, hey, how about immigration at our southern border? We're letting in hundreds of thousands of people every month, and we don't know who they are, and we don't know what diseases they have. And in Southern California, we're guaranteeing that they get in-person instruction while the students of Southern California get virtual. There's a number of things that would come to people's minds readily. If you were to ask them, what's your top 3 to 5 issues that you want to see addressed in government today? Not a one of them would be reform the Supreme Court, change the Supreme Court. There's only one reason why he's saying that at this point in time, and that's because the Supreme Court has already, and the courts in general have already, thwarted some of his executive actions, and more of them will be thwarted soon. But it's interesting who's criticizing President Biden in all of this, because you would expect, oh, a constitutional conservative like Kevin McCullough is probably going to disagree with him. Yeah, well, I probably am. The Heritage Foundation is probably going to disagree with him. You know, a conservative think tank. Yeah, they did. But when you start getting the Washington Post to tell you that you're wrong, that is not conservative by any stretch of the imagination. And their view came on the heels of his executive order on Friday to commission a study to reform the Supreme Court, including analysis of the membership and size, length of service, and turnover of justices. Biden said the court system, and this was his exact technical term on Friday, was, quote, out of whack. Now, I'm sure in law school they teach someone somewhere what out of whack looks like, what it's defined as, how it quantifies, what kind of legal renderings are being given. Whatever he means, out of whack, I'm not sure that the American people feel that way. And it's going to be interesting, because it is likely that there may be a Supreme Court justice that cannot hang on past the Biden administration. Or if they believe that he can, they may try to encourage him to retire early. But there's going to be a push by the administration and by those that are left of center to say, we need to add more justices. We need to have unlimited numbers of justices that can sit on the Supreme Court. Then whoever's president at the time that rule goes into place would be the one that would nominate the remaining justices to the Supreme Court. This is their great hope as to how they can checkmate the American people. The American people vote on certain things. And in the last election, if you believe the results in the states as they were reported, Joe Biden won the presidential race. But he did not win, nor did the Democrats, any additional state legislatures. They lost seats in the House of Representatives. And it is likely that they will not retain their current one-seat majority in the United States Senate for longer than the next presidential term. And if and when they do end up losing the House and the Senate again, they are already anticipating that there are going to be much of these executive actions that are going to be rolled back. The way that they want to affect long-term change in the country is to fundamentally change the infrastructure of how government works, how the branches interact with each other, pardon me, And at a time and place where the nation is so divided by the thinnest margin possibly ever in the modern era, they want to act as though they have an overwhelming mandate to take radical, big, long strides in a completely different direction than where we were only a few months ago. And friends, I don't know how you feel about that, but I don't think that's really reflective of what the last election had to say, where they said, we'll make a change in the president, but we want the Republicans to basically have every seat of power that they have now and even give them more so across the board. The fact that they were able to squeak out a couple of very suspicious wins in the runoff in Georgia, this is something that they took advantage of and something that they're going to utilize. But even in doing so, Raphael Warnock, as controversial and supposedly as big a mandate as he has to be there, he wasn't even able to keep the Georgia Democrats from completely blowing up the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which would have benefited black Georgians with immense numbers of financial dollars from revenue from black-owned businesses during the All-Star break. And they went to a state that is far less diverse and far more restrictive in their voting laws. There's a lot of things that they don't like that are currently the case in law. But the way you change them is through the constitutional process, not through executive orders and not through commissions establishing a need to pack a court in an unfair and, I consider it, unlawful way. But that's what they're doing. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, you got any thoughts? KMCRadio at gmail.com is my email address, KMCRadio at gmail.com. I'll have a column out tomorrow morning at townhall.com. Hope you can read us there as well. And, my friend, stay with us, because yet to come, our musical guest, Harry Connick Jr. Don't go away.
Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape, and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. All right, welcome back to New York. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you for Radio Night Live. Ladies and gentlemen, from an album by the same name, here's Harry Connick Jr. and Alone with My Faith.
My life has changed. My world is uncertain. Everything's strange. Everything's new. But I'm not concerned with what tomorrow will bring, 'cause I've got today. Dig a little deeper right now. I just gotta work a little harder right now. I just gotta look a little closer at myself. Take my time. Keep my faith. Yeah. I still see the sun. I still see the rain fall. I know.